You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Nick Bitterswyke, the co-founder and CEO of Urban Green Energy, the world's leading manufacturer of vertical axis and wind turbines. Nick, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. So what was your inspiration in co-founding Urban Green Energy?
Well, you know, for that, I'll kind of go way back to my childhood. I grew up on a nature reserve in Western Canada, actually, and my parents were the caretakers of it. So, you know, really from day one, I was really interested in the environment and doing things to help it. So, you know, one thing led to another. I was actually working as an actuary in the financial industry in New York here back in 2007, when I kind of had that urge to get back into doing something environmental, and looked around and really thought we saw a great opportunity in small wind turbines, and decided to start UG back in 07 doing just that.
Well, can you tell us more about what Urban Energy does? What is it all about?
Yeah, Urban Green Energy, we, like you said in the intro, we're a manufacturer of vertical axis wind turbines, which are smaller scale wind turbines, anything from small applications like street lighting, but then also a lot of our customers are, say, a residential homeowner who wants to supplement their energy with a wind turbine, or commercial customers as well, like larger buildings that might use a few of our wind turbines in an array to offset part of the energy. So primarily that's what we do. We manufacture vertical axis wind turbines. We sell them in the U.S., but all around the world as well. Right now we're just narrowing in on 50 countries that we've sold to. I think right now we're at about 48. And then we get into some other applications as well, like street lighting that I mentioned. We just launched a product in last December which uses one of our wind turbines to power a street light. And we've done a number of projects already. I think that it'll be about 12 projects that will be completed in the next month or so.
Well, how did you decide on which product to offer?
Well, you know, it really came from being interested in the environment. So from there, you know, I followed a lot of blogs that probably, you know, a lot of your listeners follow as well, and just became interested in different types of applications, but really thought we saw a great opportunity in small wind. And that's because, you know, on a large scale over the last decade, wind farms have become very common, and those types of wind turbines are now a very mature technology. But on a smaller scale, the industry is not nearly as mature yet. So we saw an opportunity to really invest in research and development in the industry and really move the technology forward, but also, I guess, build a better company that had all the pieces in line to really do well in this industry. So, you know, it really started from being environmentally interested, but then also spotting a great opportunity, and those two pieces came together very well.
Today we are with Nick Bitterswyke, the co-founder and CEO of Urban Green Energy, the world's leading manufacturer of vertical axis wind turbines, here on Enterprise Radio. What were the biggest challenges that you faced in starting your own business, and how did you overcome those?
Yeah, you know, probably the biggest one up front is we designed our own technology from the ground up, and it's probably not quite as easy as we originally anticipated. So it took us a little longer to get to market and truly refine the product. So, you know, I think that's one thing we really had to be prepared for, is just the long challenge of getting everything right and so on. So that was probably the biggest original challenge. The other one I'd say is that there's sort of a balance, I guess, for any business owner or any entrepreneur who's starting up a business. Kind of the trade-off between how much legwork you do before you start the company or enter the market, and when do you do that? I think we did a fairly accurate job of getting into the market at the right time. But I think the small wind industry's had a lot of companies which maybe haven't been so fortuitous with their timing, maybe entering it too early and then actually having a product that wasn't ready and facing challenges with that. So we. You know, within the industry, we were fairly conservative as far as pulling back a little bit, getting the product right, and then entering the market, and that's done quite well for us.
Looking back, was there anything you wish you could have done differently in starting the business?
Well, you know, I think that You know, I think that a lot of it, you know, I'll be honest, was luck and fortune, but I think that the right mix of doing our research beforehand and then entering the market when we did was fairly accurate. I think that looking back, maybe we would have done a little bit more research before we launched the first product and entered the market. But you know, I guess they say hindsight's 20/20. And all that said, we're really happy with how far we've gotten so fast.
Where would you say is the best place to drive our listeners for more information? I'm sure we've brought some curiosity here, and people are going to go online and see more about Urban Green Energy. Where is the best place?
Yeah, you know, our website, urbangreenenergy.com, and we certainly have a lot of information on there. We also have a Facebook fan page, and we certainly keep our fans up to date with lots of pictures and video and discussion about our company there. And we have a Twitter page too, urban_green. So lots of places to find out more.
And in conclusion, what words of wisdom could you offer our entrepreneurs looking to start out in this type of business?
You know, what I would say is that, you know, for entrepreneurs like myself, you know, I think I always knew I was an entrepreneur, but the timing of entering and starting up that first business is something I think people should put a lot of thought into and probably not jump in before the time is right. You know, there was a lot of business ideas I had beforehand that I thought about starting up, but I didn't. But then Urban Green Energy just seemed to be the perfect opportunity, and everything came together, I think, when it was meant to, because the timing was right. Whereas if I had tried to maybe force one of those earlier ideas into a company, it wouldn't have gone so well. So I guess in sum, what I would recommend is you'll know it when you see it. When the right opportunity is there, then go for it, but maybe not beforehand.
Nick, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thanks so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And that was Nick Bitterswyke, the co-founder and CEO of Urban Green Energy, the world's leading manufacturer of vertical axis wind turbines. And for more information, visit urbangreenenergy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright, and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
What are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is, really stupid. And that's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world, throughout history, so I'm not pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is, it's up to you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.